to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment, and this week, we're talking about the return of Merck's Curiosity Cube to Arklow. I caught up with Zanera Kouser, Sharon Kennedy, and Rachel Hormeku from Merck, who told me a little bit more.
We've had great engagement both from the local schools and the community. We have three new schools this year, all of which reached out following other Cube visits in previous years. We're also back in Tesco car park in Arklow on the 1st of June. And we had great attendance last year, even though the weather was absolutely dire, it bucketed down. And Tesco's invited us back again this year to try it and see if we can reach more people.
And I loved the theme of last year's. So last year's was all about contamination. So children in schools could come out and do experiments all relating to environmental contamination. What is this year's theme?
So this year's theme is actually on sustainability. And students get to participate in three hands-on experiments about sustainability based on the life cycle of a t-shirt. So they get to use modular electronics and other scientific instruments, and they learn about the whole concept of sustainability. They examine different types of synthetic and natural fibers that are utilized in the fashion industry with, say, microscopes, and they categorize them based on their levels of sustainability. They will design and test windmills as well as explore the process for recycling old t-shirts.
A lot of it is also about the environmental impact of dyes on the environment. Also the use that they get out of their t-shirts, how long they live after they've discarded them, and what they can do with their t-shirts after they've finished or grown out of them.
And so how have the kids in Arklow reacted to the Curiosity Cube?
We've had some amazing engagement from the kids in Arklow. I know after the Cube, we get to see them around the town wearing their Merck safety glasses, their stickers. They really get an awful lot out of it. I know last year they had great fun with the virtual reality aspect of the Cube. But this year's Cube, it's brand new. It's been rebranded. We have a whole new look for the Cube. It's going to be something that they haven't seen before.
Awesome. And so if anybody wants to find out more about the Curiosity Cube, find out the dates that it'll be in Arklow, or even just follow what Merck is up to, where is the best place to find you guys?
So we have a very vibrant website at thecuriositycube.com, thecuriositycube.com. On the same website, you'll find a list of our tour dates across Europe. If you're curious enough, you can also switch the location to US and see what our US colleagues are up to. You can see all the dates will be on tour in Europe, all the dates for ACLO as well. Unfortunately, our schools are set for this year. So if we have any other schools that would like us to visit them, I welcome them to fill out our submission form via our website. And Sharon, Sunara, and I would look into your request, and hopefully we might be visiting your school next year. Apart from that, we are also on Instagram. So along the journey throughout our tours from location to location, we make sure to update our Instagram page with all the fun things we are doing, behind the scenes content, what the experiment about. You can also follow us on Instagram to do that. And by this, we encourage parents and teachers, of course, to just follow us on Instagram. And if we have a next public event in your area, just join us on Saturday. Let's have fun. Let's have some science fun together.
I visited the Curiosity Cube last year and had a chat with some of the pupils.
So how are we? Are we having a good time so far?
Yeah.
What have you learned so far? Surface contamination.
Yeah.
And what about you? What have you learned so far?
That there's so many germs when you sneeze and they cough.
And what about the environment? What have you learned about the environment?
That there is not, like, not everyone's, like, littering and it's just not helping it.
Yeah. And what would you say to people that are doing bad things to the environment?
Stop littering, try help, and pick up, if you see, like, stuff on the ground, pick it up.
What are you learning so far?
About science and germs. And we learned about contamination. And all the different types of it.
There's so many other kinds, and it's very, like, very, very dirty. I didn't realise that.
What do you know about the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle? What do you know about them?
A lot.
Tell me.
Well, reduce, like, stop recycling as much plastic and recycle to make stuff out of better plastic, and then to reuse, like, plastic bottles, like, it's really.
That's Merck's Curiosity Cube coming to Arklow at the end of this month. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ours2protect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ours2protect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.